Jesse Clare. I'm a marketing manager with West Central Distribution.
Tell me about the company. What is it?
So West Central is a wholesale distributor of farm inputs. So we partner with retailers and service them, you know, in terms of their inputs that they're going to offer to the grower, and many different solutions in terms of business solutions to make them successful, profitable, in order to make those growers profitable as well.
Tell me about some of the products that you handle.
Absolutely. So as a wholesale distributor, you know, we do that full line from, you know, work with all the basic manufacturers and everyone to supply that to the retailer. But as a distributor, we also have our proprietary branded products. Our main line in terms of fertilizers is our chelate technology, and we've created a complete line of starter fertilizers ranging from soy green, which is the best iron deficiency chlorosis solution in the industry, and can't even compete against it, which is really tough right now. You know, with inputs like that, and especially in Minnesota, that's really tough to, you know, some of these growers can't even grow soybeans without it. And so then we also move into, you know, the corn and those areas, sugar beets with the Levasol and Redvine as a starter fertilizer and furrow. And, you know, that's bringing great yields to that, getting a good start to the crop. You know, what we've seen this year is, you know, everybody's having pretty good yields this year, but it's really, the economy is still really tough in terms of how they're balancing that book. A lot of them's getting record yields, but then I've heard a few stories where people are, they've gotten, you know, North Dakota, they got 75 bushel beans across their farm and, you know, 225 bushel corn, and they're still breaking even. And that's a, you know, that's a tough day for farmers in America. So we're looking at these products and their investments they're making in terms of fertilizers and the inputs, and what inputs can we, you know, bring to that grower and bring to that retailer that can bring that value added, and looking at ROI, you know, it is worth it to spend that money if it's going to bring you more money.
Specifically in a down market, how do you address this soft farm economy because of, as you said, 225 bushel corn, 75 bushel soybeans, and yet just breaking even? How do you address that?
You know, it's really tough, and so I guess a great thing in terms of just me and my perspective on it, I think everybody has kind of their perspective, and depending on what area of the industry they work in. But as a distributor, you know, we work with all the basic manufacturers and all those companies, and, you know, everybody really does work really closely as partners and see what they're seeing out there, what the market strategy is going to be in terms of that. And it's really tough to predict. And, you know, we hear that growers are going to be forced to lower their inputs by 30%. And, you know, what are we going to cut out? What are we going to keep? You know, the hard part is you still got to put fertilizer, you know, and have your fertilizer inputs and your crop protection things. You can't, you know, cut your rates on your herbicides, because that's how we get in the issue with herbicide resistant weeds. You know, you still have to be a steward to your crops and the soil. So that's really how we take that on. And I, you know, with this down, that's how we can bring that value as a company, you know, and I think that's what everyone's going to have to do in this industry, you know, to really survive this area. And I'm not afraid that nobody's going to make it through it. You know, every farmer's strong. They've been through a lot worse. But in America, nobody quits. So it's going to be exciting, but, you know, it's going to be tough as well.
With the issue of herbicide resistance, what are you seeing out there, and how are you addressing that?
Absolutely. That's a hot topic right now in the industry and growers. And, you know, we're here in Kansas City right now, and in Missouri, I was traveling a month ago or so, and just seeing, it's kind of can be devastating to see these resistant weeds, you know, from either poor management or, you know, they're just their practices in that, and just the overuse of glyphosate. So, you know, all these new technologies are coming out, and it's going to be really great for a lot of areas. And the hard part up north, you know, in the northern Corn Belt, is those herbicide resistant weeds haven't quite traveled up there. We're seeing them there, but early adoption is going to be key here. So when we look back at how glyphosate was, you know, when that came out, people didn't necessarily believe it right away, and then it became, you know, it really became adopted. And so we're working on educating those retailers, and, you know, the growers in terms of that, and bringing that to their system. And from a distribution standpoint, it is that education piece of that herbicide, those herbicides, but it is also those adjuvants and making sure that they're protecting their investment and getting it on target at the right time, the right place. So we've launched our elite line of adjuvants, which pair with these new trait technologies and that are compatible because they don't contain ammonium sulfate and won't volatilize, you know, the herbicide. And that's super important with these herbicides, you know, having issues, you know, just as we did with glyphosate when fields nearby weren't, you know, ready or prepared for that type of herbicide or weren't resistant to it. So that's definitely an education key that's going to be for this market. And so we're just educating through our adjuvants and, you know, really promoting those out as, you know, a premier line that's going to be able to be paired with that, as well as the old practices as well.